Ambassador College, bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
Hi, this is Gardner Ted Armstrong.
There's continually going on underneath the surface of the sea a silent game of hide and go seek, a kind of a silent war for survival, a kill and be killed, eat or be eaten struggle that is absolutely essential to man's own survival. So let's understand how it is. The sea around us is actually like a machine that is pulsating with life. And yet each creature in his own right is a separate study all by itself. Each with his own habits of protection, his own methods of food getting or of survival, his own speeds, or maybe if he's a slow-moving creature, his greater camouflage or protection in the form of a shell into which he can crawl backward and then carry it off with him if he needs to, is a very absorbing and interesting study, and I dare say something that is passed over all too lightly in most high school and college courses. We human beings are, after all, only tiny creatures that exist on a globe which is primarily made up of water. And why did we simply end up, as it is by chance, at the fortuitous end of a life web, or a food chain which begins in the sea, the air, the soil, and that we, as human creatures on this glittering orb we call the good Earth, orbiting endlessly in our own galaxy, are utterly unique in all the universe so far as we can know? To study the sea around us is a phenomenon, an exciting thing, inspiring, that ought to be paid more attention to than it really is. The sea abounds in a seemingly endless variety of fish. But fish do not produce food and energy on their own. They're ultimately dependent on plants of the sea. Yet throughout most of the sea, there are no plants because in the depths of the ocean, there's no sunlight. But near the surface, if we examine the water with a high magnification microscope, we find that there are uncountable trillions and trillions of tiny plants which drift in the upper levels of the sea. Now, these are diatoms and dinoflagellates which float unseen in the water and produce almost all the food on which the animals of the sea survive. There are also microscopic animals which float and drift in the sea. Together, these tiny floating plants and animals are called plankton. Many of the planktonic animals are little more than large digestive systems, and they eat their weight in plants every day. And all these forms, from worms to oyster larvae, can live in the plankton because of the vast food supply produced by these microscopic plants that comprise the pastures of the sea. This is part of our environment. It's part of how we live. It may begin with algae and plankton, or zooplankton as it's called, which is like an intricate interdependability of plant and animal in a symbiotic relationship on which man himself, or a very web of life, or a food chain, depends for his survival. The question is, how did it happen? These brochures, called A Whale of a Tale, or The Dilemma of Dolphins and Duckbills, and Some Fishy Stories About an Unproved Theory, show you unanswerable questions to the subject of evolution. Is it true, as we look into the intricate web of life that exists on this earth, that the closest living relatives to crocodiles are birds? That's like saying mosquitoes and elephants are related in some strange way. Are you the result of evolution, or were we all of us, even the symbiosis you see in creatures in the sea, and the air, and the soil, the bacteria, the fungi, the herbivores, carnivores, and man himself, all placed here for a great purpose? If you'll write for this brochure, Some Fishy Stories About an Unproved Theory, I think you and your children alike will get a very good kind of educational uplift out of it, a lot of inspiration, we hope. And a lot of young people have used this for reports in schools, and if their teachers weren't too terribly against religion and God, they got a good grade. You might write in for that as free of charge.
Write for your free copy today. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO, Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO, Sydney, and we'll send you your free copy.